Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
BJ and Jerry.
Carson, I guess you noticed that I didn't chime in. I didn't say anything bad about you, buddy.
Douche.
Here we go. You noticed that, right?
I noticed that.
And boy, Jamie. Whoo, man. But I didn't say anything.
Let me explain. Okay. So I called my friend yesterday afternoon. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so cold. And he was like, why are you freezing? Aren't you in your car? I go, yeah, but I just I got out. I got a click list and I got out and it's 20 degrees and it's snowing. And I said, so I got out and helped the girl. All my bags are in the back. So I helped her load them all and put them in the back of my truck. And he's like, why would you do that? You pay for click list. And I go, I always do. I always get out of my car and I always help them load. Because it's such a bad system, the way they bring them out in crates. The food is all loose. You have to bring your own bags. And then they have to bag it for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And standing there in 20 degrees while it's snowing. And even if it's hot, I still do it.
You know, I don't do the click list, but I'll even help bag inside the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to help out.
Right. So I get out. I always help bag. And he's like, he's douche like him. Anyway, he's like, you pay for it. Why don't you just stay in your car? And I'm like, it's a young girl. We ended up talking about her daughter. She's a single mom. She has a daughter. She's talking about the blizzard and how she kept her daughter home. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm helping her load and we were freezing. We got it all loaded up. And so I told Carson, I go, I kind of don't like this guy because he's saying like, I just stay in my car. And then Carson goes, oh, well, I get out, but I get out because I don't like how they bag it. So I tell them how to bag it.
Well,
douche,
hold on.
Bag. So he doesn't. Wait. Let me finish the sentence that you said because we're going to be honest about what you said. I said, do you bag it? And you said, no, I'll open it for them.
Like, okay. But let me clarify that. Because
I was going to go on the air with this, so he's going to change it.
No, I'm not going to change it. I have bags. I bring my own bags, right? Every single time.
Yeah.
But to the point of like, I'll hold it open for them because if they're carrying stuff, like if they're picking stuff out of the bins and they have trouble with, they got a lot in their hand, I'll hold my bags open because they're a little.
Tell them about the milk part.
Okay. The milk, I will say, is justified because sometimes like my trunk is very large. Okay. I don't keep a lot of stuff in my trunk. So therefore, sometimes they put the milk not in a bag, it's just loose, right? And then I drive off, and it's happened to me before, but it's just bouncing around my trunk.
So did you not tell me that you tell them how to bag it?
Well, I'm very particular because sometimes they just throw everything in one bag.
Do you place any items in the bag yourself? No, you do not, but you'll hold it open for them.
Yeah, and I think with the milk thing, you're just coming up with an excuse. Okay, and here's why.
If that thing cracks open in my trunk, it's going to be a disaster.
It's more about it being wet and it sweats. The container does, and it's about getting your car dirty. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Okay?
Who wants a car dirty if they can help it?
But I'm just saying, that's what it's about.
But my point is this, is that this makes him even worse than the guy that says he sits in his car. Because he dictates how they load the bag, and he doesn't help them load it.
I could picture you. I could picture you saying, got your bag open, right, like this, right? And say, no, not that bag. Put that one in that one.
Yep.
And that's the part.
Hold on. What's wrong with that? Because sometimes they'll put the salad at the bottom of everything else, so and you're crushing my salad.
Well, then you bag it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they don't let you bag it.
Oh, that's not true at all. I bag it every single time. Nobody's ever said, no, lady, stop. Nobody's ever said, don't bag it.
Then also, sometimes they put the bread. If you have one bag, they don't care. They just throw everything in a single
so
bag.
So you bag it. When they have the blue crates out there, you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you bag because I like the bread over here. And then you lean down and you start getting the items that you want in a special bag instead of holding it open and pointing.
Yeah. And here's the bigger issue. Why is it you're the only one of all of us that has this problem? You would think that if the crushing of the bread, the smashing of your salad, we'd all have that anger.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because if it happened to me, I wouldn't be happy.
Well, we don't always have OCD.
They always bag mine. They know what to do. They know where to put the stuff. They do know.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm very particular, especially when it comes to loose things and food in my car.
Because she actually said to me, loose things and things in my car.
That's what it is.
Loose things and things in my car.
Yeah.
Tonight on Fox. she actually said, do you want these bagged a certain way? And I go, I looked at her, I go, and we are like covered in snow, right? I go, are you crazy? Let's just get this stuff in the car. And she goes, okay, good. And so we just loaded it as fast as we could and then just shoved it in the car. And she's like, thanks so much. I'm like, I got you. And I gave her, you know, 10 bucks or whatever.
Okay, also, I will say I always tip. I always do tip them.
They act like they don't want it.
Yes, sometimes they refuse it.
So I put it in the crate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't see what just happened. And she's like, I'm not allowed to take that. I go, well, if it's in the crate, then you found it.
Yeah, it just fell in there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But I will say, every time, it sounds like you got a very courteous employee.
I get them every time.
I get, some of the kids come out to my car, they are hating life.
Well, and it sounds like at your store, they've got a jerk customer.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
No, but
the pointy guy. The guy that, you know what he is?
Okay.
You know what he is? He's the guy with the white hard hat.
Yeah.
He's the foreman of the groceries. I'm the grocery foreman here. I want that in that bag over there.
Carson, this adds up to this morning. I got to the parking lot before Carson. I watched him park his car for 10 minutes. And we're the only two cars out there. And I'm sitting there going, what is he doing? He's pulled out in. And he backs in, all right? He backs in. And he's probably 6 feet from the curb.
Really?
Okay, so it doesn't even come close to touching it. And I'm just sitting there watching going, what the hell's he doing?
Does he get out like that one guy with the toupee and look and see where he is
on
the line?
Yeah. And then back in the car. I'm like, what the hell's he doing?
There's snow in the parking lot, too. You can't see some of the lines, okay? I don't want anyone to door ding me.
But then just park.
I mean, the thing is, he has OCD, okay? And it's a real thing. And I get that he has it. And a lot of people with OCD are like you, right? Like I told you, Audrey, when she comes over, she takes a comb and she combs out my tassels on my rug because she can't stand that they're all kind of bunched.
Yeah.
She has to comb them out. And so like that's extreme. At least I don't think
you're
like
that. Yeah, I'm not that.
Yeah, you don't have it like that.
But
being the foreman of groceries, no wonder those kids hate life because they're like, oh God, it's him.
He's back. Here he comes.
The pointer.
With his parking spot, I don't understand. Why do you park 9 spots down?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't understand that because I find the closest I can get. I mean, I'm right next to the handicap.
Well,
right?
I do next to the handicap, so I won't get a door ding on that
exactly.
side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why do you go?
That's your spot. I'm not going to take your spot.
Right.
So, like, I know that's Jamie's spot. I go down because not a lot of people want to walk. So now I go towards the end of the parking lot so that there's less likely people to park by me because it's too far away.
There's always people by you. I would think that you'd go all the way to the end, very end. You don't want to walk that far.
Yeah, that's a little too far. And our parking lot's a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'm going to get jumped. These are concerns, live concerns here.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just watching out for my safety.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was you, I would park on the second spot that I take because you know I don't open that passenger door. And so you that spot would be, you know, you'd at least have that side saved.
Yeah, I mean, I get that too, but then the other side's gone. I don't know. I just have my things.
He has. What do you think the quirkiest thing that you do is? I mean, I'm sure Bree has pointed out, because my friend Amy Sugarman, this is weird. It's not weird. She's fine. She has to, when the news anchors are talking, she can't turn off the TV in the middle of their conversation. She has to wait until they come to a period. And then she can turn off the TV.
Okay, all right, I will say, all right. So Zane, he's a big dog, and the last couple days it's been kind of a problem. Like, it irks me every time he does it. But I have the water bowls for our little dog in the mudroom, right?
Right.
And mudroom's tile, no big deal, right? It can get messy. But since his bowls can't be outside, I had to put him in the mudroom, and he drinks like 5 gallons of water every time he goes to drink water.
That damn dog drinks water.
No, but hold on. Then he lifts up his head, and it's just pouring out of his mouth. Like, just, he gets it all on the floor, but then he tracks it all through the house. So I follow behind him with the Swiffer. And I just swear. I have to.
I thought you were going to say you got him a doggy bib.
I wish I could. Some people actually train their dogs, and I don't know how they do that, but to like dab their chins after they drink water.
What?
So that way the water doesn't track through the house. And I'm like, how do you do that?
So they have a hanging towel, and then the dog goes up and pat.
Like, people seriously train their dogs to do that, like dab themselves so that it.
Oh,
it,
you need so that trainer.
I know.
You need to get off TikTok.
Like the little water droplets on my floor. Like, no!
That's a TikTok deal right there. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.